Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. Website thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA for 30 years how to be fit and healthy. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, an LA-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She travels internationally as a motivational speaker, frequent radio TV guest, author of over 25 books, including Recipes for a Health Bliss, Detoxify and Rejuvenate, The Curative Kitchen, The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, and her website, Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Actually, it's SusanSmithJones.com, SusanSmithJones.com. It's like having a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, balanced living. It's all there with some new features we'll be talking about in the program today. And if you can't remember all that, it's all at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Her website, once again, is SusanSmithJones.com. And she's with us on the program. Susan, welcome back. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's wonderful to be with you again. Thank you.
All that information available at your website, it really is like a holistic health app. You'll find a number of pieces of great information there. And you keep adding to it. Just when I think I understand the website and all the information that's there, I find new things there. You've added a couple of new features recently as well.
Yeah, I always do. And right in the sidebar, on the right side, and so it doesn't matter what page you're on, I've moved up the way that you can sign up for my exclusive monthly letters, my inspirational letters, and it takes a few seconds to do that. But right below that, I have simple ways to create a healthier and more successful life, a wonderful article. And then right below that, a magazine, Rick, asked me to write in approximately 500 words my holistic, healthy living philosophy. So I write about how sacred the body is, how to take care of it, how to celebrate life. And you just click on it. You can read these things. It's all free. And you can find these in the sidebar on my website.
A lot of great information there. The website, once again, is SusanSmithJones.com. I mentioned the 25 books. I've got to go back to one of my favorites, Recipe for Health Bliss. I always have a problem with that. I usually say Recipes for Healthful Bliss. Close, but not quite. And I said Recipes for a Health Bliss. It's not just a singular experience. You can enjoy health bliss on an ongoing basis by reading the book, Recipes for Health Bliss. We need to change the title of that.
That's my recipe book with about 250 easy-to-prepare, delicious and nutritious recipes with lots of photos.
Yes, and easy to prepare, that's the key. It's something you can, so many times you get the cookbook and you get it home and it's like, wow, I've got to spend like 14 hours driving around today trying to get ingredients to make this recipe. That's not the case with the book, Recipes for Health Bliss. They're all available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. At the website, I saw something that's interesting and going to lead into our topic today. You say, we do more this year with appointments, people to meet, places to go than our grandparents did in their entire lives. Yet we barely have time to relax, to cultivate relationships with spouse, children, friends, nature, even God. On today's program, we're going to be talking about steps for a balanced life, and not just the physical part of it, but we're going to talk about mental, emotional, spiritual as well. Talk about the importance of that, because for so many of us, we're working on a project and mentally we're into the next three or four projects. We really don't slow down and have time for other things, to enjoy life. Talk about a balanced life and how we can achieve it.
Yeah, you're so right. I think we're all living a rushed, harried lifestyle. You know, I call it a busyness lifestyle. And we need to take time once in a while just to slow down and do a little deep breathing. And sometimes it's just a gentle reminder and a little bit of guidance that you need to remember the things that your grandmother's taught you. Because the body, mind, and spirit work as one. So, for example, when you exercise, you're more positive. When you get ample sleep, you feel more optimistic. When you're depressed, your food choices often reflect your poorly lit thoughts. So we need to approach this from a holistic point of view. And I always think that great health is the foundation of a happy, peaceful, joy-filled, and balanced life. And a good place to start, Rick, is with your body. We've talked about lots of these topics before. And by the way, on my website, in the navigation bar under More Articles, if you scroll down to the 8th entry from the bottom, so go to the bottom and go up 8, you'll get a lot of these tips I'm talking about today. They're also in my current July-August newsletter. But first is physical. You want to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. You want to have a plant-heavy diet that has lots of fresh vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. And then to that, you add some good lean protein. Of course, you need to drink plenty of water. Get lots of sleep. You and I devoted the whole show to it last time, how to get really good sleep. And then you also need to make sure that every day you get some type of exercise in. Even if you don't have time to go exercise, it might be that you park your car at the far end of the supermarket parking lot, or you take the stairs instead of the escalator. But you can find ways to get more circulation going, to be a little bit more physically active.
You know, and you mentioned the right activities. What are the right activities? What should we be making time for each day to do from an exercise standpoint?
Well, you want to do three different things. You want to do something aerobically, and that might be walking or hiking, jogging, cycling, swimming, riding a bike, aerobic dance. So you've got to do that at least three times a week. If you want to lose weight, though, you want to do this about six times a week. And then we need to do a little strength training, 2 to 3 times a week. You know, some people call it weightlifting resistance training. But then we also need to keep our body flexible by doing some stretching or yoga or Pilates, because you can work out every day with jogging and then do weight training, but you'll be very tight if you don't get some type of flexibility exercise in.
Just to recap what we talked about, and we have talked about sleep on a number of occasions, devoted the last segment that we did with our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, on sleep, and you say at least 7 to 8 hours. Again, if you think, okay, I really can't afford to sleep a full 8 hours, I need to do maybe 5.5 because I'm not accomplishing anything when I'm sleeping, you're wrong.
Yeah, no, and that's the wrong attitude to have about sleep, because when you get enough sleep, then you work smarter and better during the day. You have more clarity, more focus. Sleep is when we reset our appetite control and pain control. Sleep is when our energy regroups for the day to come. Sleep makes you have a more positive attitude, and it does help you become more creative. So you need to make getting good sleep non-negotiable in your healthy lifestyle.
The steps to living a balanced life, and you'll find what we're talking about at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly and get all of that information. You're talking about eating natural foods, and once we start doing that, we're just bombarded with advertisements every day and people talking about they're taking this supplement, we're taking that supplement. You've got people that are doing 10, 12, 14 supplements a day. You talk about two that you take that you consider very vital to your health, and just two. You're not taking 27 pills a day. You're taking the two superfood supplements.
Yeah, the two ones that, well, one I've taken for 30 years. It's spirulina, and I take the one that comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii. It's got 60 nutrients in it. It helps with immunity, with brain function, with skin, with energy. It even helps you sleep better. If you don't take it right before bedtime, you take it earlier in the day. And in all this time, Rick, in the 30 years I've been taking spirulina, it's from a company called Nutrex, I have not had a cold or the flu.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and they also have an amazing supplement from nature again as well called astaxanthin. It's from Hawaii, and in fact, guess what? In my current newsletter, July-August, right there, you can get a free copy of a book all about, an e-book about astaxanthin written by a friend of mine who's a medical doctor. So you can just download that. You can even, you can download a book for children on my Big Green Smoothie. Kids love this book, full color, and it's all about spirulina and what it is, really written for children. So it's very easy to understand. And these are free, by the way.
At Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. You're listening to This Week in America. All the information available, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the tips for living a balanced life is simplify your life. And that sounds simple and it makes a lot of sense, but implementation is sometimes difficult for most of us. How do we go about simplifying?
Yeah, when we're surrounded by clutter, whether it's our home environment,
yes,
our office, car, even our computer desktop, you know, it's hard to work as best you can when you've got clutter in your life. And there's real magic to simplifying your life. So maybe what you do, maybe you make an agreement for 1 month, and that every day for 5 to 10 minutes, and don't say 2 hours because you won't do it, but 5 to 10 minutes, you take one drawer, one shelf, one section of a closet, and you clean out. Give away what you can. And maybe in a month or two, or maybe it takes 3 months, but you'll get everything simplified. And it does wonders for your emotional and mental well-being. I also think part of simplifying life is slowing down a little bit. Find joy in simple pleasures like smelling the flowers, singing with the birds, you know, scratch behind your dog's or cat's ear. Marvel at the miracle you are. You know, and also, of course, find time throughout the day just to laugh, to not take yourself and your life so seriously.
You know, it's interesting. When you go to the website, one of the things you can do, and I love doing this, you've got nature sounds there. So as you're going through and reading the articles and getting up to date on what's out there and what you should be doing for a healthy lifestyle, you've got this the nature sounds in the background, and all of a sudden, after a couple of minutes, you start feeling better because of the music. And I know that's something you talk about, is get outside, take a walk. It will make you feel better. Physically, it's good for you. Mentally, emotionally, it's good for you.
Yeah, that's right. It's what you're talking about is right on the homepage of my website.
Yes.
Scroll to the bottom, click there, and that's where you get a variety of nature sounds. And any way you can bring nature into your home, maybe you have what I have, a little fountain. Maybe you bring plants in or fresh flowers. So that helps enhance your home life. But whenever you can get outdoor nature, you want to do that. It calms you down. It relaxes you. It helps you to appreciate the beauty and wonder of nature. And studies have even found that when you're out in nature, it makes you a kinder person.
I just read a study on that in the Washington Post like a day or so ago. So it is scientifically proven. Information available, again, at the website. One of the tips is live in the present. And I mentioned that before, that when we're in the present, most people are thinking a couple of steps ahead of the game. I'm like doing this, but I've got to do this, I got to do that. And you're saying just slow down, one at a time.
Yeah, be more mindful of what's going on around you. In other words, living in the moment is different from living for the moment. You look at children, they'll have you read a book to them 100 times. They don't compare it like with a yardstick measurement to how it was the last time you read the book to them. If they help with vacuuming or watering the plants or doing the dishes, they love to participate. They are fully present in each moment. And so often we are so busy regretting the past and worrying about the future that we forget the only time we ever have is right now, the present moment. And just sitting back and doing 2 to 3 minutes of deep breathing. I like to do this on the hour, every hour. You can even do it in your car. Of course, you're not going to be aware that you're doing this when you're sleeping, but this kind of mindful consciousness where you take a minute or two or three of deep breathing will help bring you right back to the present moment.
It's interesting you mentioned children. You talk so much about what we can learn from children. Another step is encourage the child in you to come out and play. It's okay to be childish from time to time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think after the age of, 20 or 25 or 30, we think we have to be so adult-like and
yes,
serious.
Yes, yes, change our behavior.
Yeah, and then as adult, we get very critical and judgmental. We don't leave room for spontaneity in daily activities. We need to watch young children, how they're flexible. They practice forgiveness. You know, they might not have a long attention span, but they get totally focused in whatever they are doing. I love to watch young children because I think they are the masters at teaching us how to celebrate life.
Got a couple minutes left in the program. Always goes by too quickly. You're listening to This Week in America. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Ours, and you can click on directly, is thisweekinamerica.us. Love and celebrate yourself and live peacefully. That's interesting because so many of us are so self-critical. When something goes wrong or we didn't feel we lived up to our own set level of perfection, we're sort of down on ourselves. And you're saying celebrate yourself.
Yes. First of all, the most important relationship you'll ever have is the one with yourself, because it's out of that relationship that all other relationships are formed. And we need to have high self-esteem. That's important for your well-being, as well as the well-being of your loved ones. You know, one of the goals is always to let go of the emotional baggage and treat yourself with respect and kindness. That means stop saying negative things about yourself. Your life is a reflection of how you feel about and treat yourself. So be true to yourself.
Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. I'm going to take a minute left in the program. This is you can find the steps to living a balanced life on Dr. Susan's website. Something we've talked about before that I keep going back to because it's so important. All of this can happen if you start the day right. And you're saying the first 40 minutes of the day, that's going to set the tone for the day. And actually, that first 40 minutes, a lot of that starts the night before when you're planning the next day so you can get off to a good start. Talk about briefly the significance of really starting the day right. If you get out and you're behind schedule and nothing is going right, you're pretty much doomed for the day.
You're so right. And it's such a simple thing to do and yet so profound. Remember, how you are the first 40 minutes upon awakening in the morning does set the tone for the entire day. So how do you want those moments to be? You don't want to be stressed out and rushed and no time for breakfast. And if your morning is harried, then there are some things you can do the night before. Maybe you lay your work clothes out or your exercise clothes. Maybe you set the breakfast table. Maybe you get the children's lunches ready for school. There are some things you can do. And I always like to meditate in the morning. I like to meditate. I always sing the song from, is it Oklahoma? Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. I sing that in the morning. So that is how I start my morning. If you've got lots of people in the home with you, maybe you get up just a little bit earlier and you bless the day, you do some deep breathing. You do a short meditation. Maybe you do a little bit of exercise. And that positive start to the day will carry with you the rest of the day.
Words to live by, and you can find many of the great items we're talking about at the website and much more at susansmithjones.com. We're talking about steps to living a balanced life. Some new items on the website. You can sign up for the newsletter. A lot of great information there. And Dr. Susan, of course, will be back with us on the program. Dr. Susan, thank you. It is always a pleasure. Great to have you with us on the program. We're looking forward to next time.
Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.